Welcome to Public Health Moment from the University of Minnesota. It's March Madness time. The NCAA basketball playoffs begin March 13th. Let's say you're in an office pool and you need advice in picking winners. Who do you call? How about Brad Carlin, a biostatistician at the University of Minnesota?
First of all, I think you should pick with your head and not your heart. For the most part, the seeding committee gets it right, and the higher seeds are better teams. And so if you pick the higher seed every chance you get, you have just maximized the probability that you will win those games and therefore maximize your expected points in the tournament.
Is there a downside to that strategy?
Your sheet will be too similar to everybody else's if you do that. And so if you do win, you'd wind up having to share the money with a bunch of other clowns. And so what you'd much rather do is make a few key changes that don't reduce your chance of winning too much, but make you very different from the other guy.
So if you change one game, which would it be? A game in the first round or later?
I think you'd do better by changing one game in the last round, right? If you were to change one team, I would change the champion.
With another Public Health Moment, I'm John Finnegan.